Hello, I'm Gary Newman.
Such things.
Hello, you're listening to episode 97 of The Sound of Electricity, the podcast that travels from the original new wave up to the modern club scene, always playing the best in synthesizer music. I'm Matthew Holbrook. You've just been listening to This House is Cold by Gary Numan from a second CD release of the original 1982 album Eye Assassin. The first release of Gary Numan's CD saw two albums being put on one disc, meaning some tracks were moved to the exhibition compilation album. It was always exciting when new tracks surfaced when albums were revisited for the extra space available on the single album CDs. Eye Assassin was quite a short album, and fans have often talked about the wisdom of certain tracks being used on the album, particularly as there was a strong lineup of standard and extended singles, as well as excellent B-sides in this period. Gary Numan has 295,000 followers on Facebook and is also on GaryNuman.com. Next we have the Isn't It Strange single from Paralox. 9 mixes of this were released, and we're going to hear the one mixed by Gary and Raven Newman, producer and former techno DJ Aid Fenton from Bath. Paralox are on paralox.bandcamp.com and also on Facebook, where they have 54,000 followers. Aid Fenton Production is on Facebook with 1,600 followers as well.
Hey, this is John from Paralox, and you're listening to The Sound of Electricity with Matthew Holbrook.
That was Parallox with Isn't It Strange, the Aid Fenton remix extended. Signstar's first appearance on the podcast was on episode 8 with A Million Like Us. The Mesh Drench remix of I Am The Rain was on episode 37, and on episode 60 and 61 we had mixes of Breathe Again, the latter track issued as a tribute to band colleague James Skuse, who sadly passed away in early 2020. It's now time to return to the A Million Like Us album for the track Recognize Me. Signstar are on Facebook with 1,800 followers, and they had a much-delayed farewell gig during the COVID years.
Hi, this is Pete Steer, and you're listening to The Sound of Electricity with Matthew Holbrook.
Why don't you know my name? like the sun. I will find the strength to carry on.
Star with Recognize Me from A Million Like Us. Automation Baby is a mesh album from 2013. I was surprised to see I haven't played anything from that album, especially as it came out in a 2CD edition. We'll put that right now with the track When the City Breathes. Mesh have 22,000 followers on Facebook and their website is at mesh.co.uk. A new album is very overdue now, as Looking Skyward is almost 8 years old.
Just like a lens for all of it. You can make sense.
Mesh with When the City Breathes from Automation Baby. Electronic duo and childhood friends Villa Gnar came to my attention when they toured with OMD on the UK leg of their History of Modern tour. We've already had a couple of tracks from their 2010 album Origin, Remains of Love on podcast 36 and Some Kind of Dream on podcast 39. We'll have another track now with Ways to Be. Origin got to the top 10 in their home country of Finland, but I don't think they are active now.
Try to escape it. Can I?
You've just had Villanar with Ways to Be from the Origin album. Next we have a track from Missing in Stars, a one-man project influenced by Gary Newman and VMV Nation. We're going to hear Flight, the People Theatre Glove Mix, and the original track is from the Perfusing the Circuit album. Missing in Stars are on Facebook with 692 followers, as well as on missinginstars.com.
Fight.
That was Missing in Stars with Flight, the People Theatre Glovemix from Perfusing the Circuit. Back on podcast 92, we have Placebo with early single Slave to the Wage. We're now going to visit the compilation and remix album Once More with Feeling for the Lay Rhythms Digital's remix of Pure Morning. Placebo have 2.5 million followers on Facebook, and they have a UK store with Townsend.
A friend in need, a friend with weed is better. A friend.
That was Placebo with Pure Morning, the Les Rhythm Digitales remix from Once More With Feeling. Next, it's the November 1991 single version of My Own Way from Duran Duran, the fourth single from the band and one that was subsequently re-recorded for the massive May 1982 album Rio. The band had a successful run of singles and albums throughout the 1980s and beyond, and were flag bearers for 1980s glamour and excess. Duran Duran have 3.1 million followers on Facebook, and they are also on duranduran.com. That was Duran Duran with My Own Way, the single version, which later was on the Rio album. The most well-known song of the EMF is Unbelievable, an early 1990s anthem that we had on podcast 23. We're now going to have the bootleg mix of the track, and I've taken this from the 12-inch dance indie compilation. The band are still active with releases and touring. Singer James Atkin is also a solo artist, as well as being a school teacher. I regularly visit schools to do talks, and my hope one day is to end up at James's school. How cool would that be to have him as a teacher? See podcasts 8, 9, 70 and 93 for other EMF tracks. The band have 35,000 followers on Facebook, and they are also on emf-theband.com. We'll be right back.
Don't forget to share links to The Sound of Electricity on your social media accounts.
You've just had EMF with Unbelievable, the bootleg mix from 12-inch Dance Indie. The Thompson Twins were one of the biggest single bands of the 1980s. It's time for another now with the November 1984 UK single mix of Lay Your Hands on Me, first single from the September 1985 album Here's to Future Days. The single reached number 13 in the UK chart and the album got to number 5. Only Tom Bailey now works on the Thompson Twins project, where it has 54,000 followers on Facebook and the website thompsontwinstombailey.co.uk.
I was feeling cold and tired.
That was the Thompson Twins with Lay Your Hands On Me, the UK single mix from Here's to Future Days. Next we have the Stockholm duo Rain Dancer with Come With Me, taken from their first album Audio from March 2005. A new track, Sister of Darkness, is expected in mid-April. I'm not sure of any Rain Dancer contacts, as the Facebook page appears to be in use by a Finnish metal fusion band.
Some time, but
That was Rain Dancer with Come With Me from the album Audio. Where the Streets Have No Name is a single and Joshua Tree album track from the peak of U2's power in 1987, and it continues to be a live favourite. Irish producer John O'Callaghan has done his own dance mix of this track, and I'm fairly sure it's not officially endorsed. John was last on the podcast on episode 91 on a track called The Dream with Betsy Larkin on vocals. Before that, he was on podcast 14 with Big Sky with Audrey Gallagher on vocals. John has 317,000 followers on Facebook and is also on johnocallaghan.net. That was U2 with Where the Streets Have No Name, the John O'Callaghan remix. Next we have Alessandra Roncone with the extended mix of Infinito. This came out in July 2018 on the Future Sound of Egypt and it's available from beatport.com. Bologna-based Alessandra has 44,000 followers on Facebook. We'll be right back. That was Alessandro Ronco with Infinito, the extended mix. Now we have Alien Fila and Fairy Tale with Concord, the Chris Gray extended remix. This came out on 8th of March on the label Fables and can be downloaded from Beatport. Alien Fila have 1.7 million Facebook followers and Fairy Tale has 81,000 followers. This is the 10th appearance of Alien Fila on the podcast and the second for Fairy Tale. That was Ali and Fila and Fairy Tale with Concord, the Chris Gray extended remix. Steen Grove returns for vocal duties, this time with Costa for Mirror of My Dreams, the extended mix. This also came out on the 8th of March on Raznitsa Music and is on Beatport. Steen has 16,000 Facebook followers and Costa has 12,000 followers. That was Costa and Steen Grove with Mirror of My Dreams, the extended mix. Our final main track this time is The Last Defeat Part 2, the Sam Laxton remix. This is by Solar Stone and features the beautiful vocals of Lucia Holm of Sunscreen. This came out on the 1st of March on Pure Breaks and once again is available from beatport.com. Solar Stone has 181,000 followers on Facebook and is also on solarstone.co.uk. Sunscreen have 3,200 Facebook followers and Sam Laxton has 23,000. Take a little time to make time. Final main track was Solar Stone and Lucia Holm with The Last Defeat Part 2, the Sam Laxton remix. That brings us to the end of The Sound of Electricity episode 97. Podomatic is the place where the most recent episodes can be found. This allows users on Deezer, iTunes, Google Podcasts and Amazon Podcasts to find new episodes of this show. All 97 episodes of this podcast are archived on mixcloud.com/thesoundofelectricity. This podcast also has a Twitter feed and its own group on Facebook. Please email promos and correspondence to thesoundofelectricity@gmail.com. If you can think of anyone who would enjoy this podcast, please share a link with them. That's all for this time. Note, I now often work in the NHS at the weekends, but I hope to be able to continue the podcast running to the usual monthly frequency. We'll now play it with a bit more of Gary Numan and This House Is Cold.
This house is mine. This house is yours.